but it did get me condemned by Pat Robertson, so that was something.
There it is. That's all you want in this life, really, is to be condemned by Pat Robertson. Yeah,
me and Madonna were on the same segment.
Pat Robertson's still alive, by the way. Have you seen
him recently? Yeah. I was about to say RIP.
He's like 300 years old, and he's sitting there like hunched over like an old troll in his chair like, we've got to do something about these gays.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, you should probably just die.
Yeah. No, he's going to live. Those fuckers live forever, dude.
Well, he's a billionaire, probably. I mean, they've been robbing dumb and elderly people for years now.
Yeah. I mean, you ever thought about evangelicals?
Put your fingers up to your head like this and say, God's telling me for you to write me a personal check for $2,000 right now.
Yeah.
Here's the things I could do with it.
Yeah.
And then also.
Well, I did go down during my year of living biblically. I did spend some time with the Jerry Falwell folks, not with the Pat Robertson. And it was interesting. I mean, it was more nuanced than I thought, you know, because I disagree with them. I think they're homophobic, you know, their creationism is ridiculous. But I also learn, you know, everything is gray, nothing is black and white. And they do have, you know, they do have some morality, caring for the poor and that kind of thing. So I didn't want to, I think PJ O'Rourke said, like, you know, attacking, making fun of evangelicals is like shooting cows with a, you know, an AK-47. It's just too easy. Mm. So I did try to see that there were some good parts. There were some parts that were redeeming, even though I disagree with 99% of what they say.
Yeah, because the uproar in the last couple of days was that they let Joel Osteen on, Today's Show? Yeah, Today's Show.
Oh, yeah?
To promote his book or whatever the hell he had coming
his
out.
His book is called Hurricane? Go fuck yourself.
Oh, yeah.
You're not staying in my house, bitch.
Well, can I tell you, I almost worked with Joel Osteen, and I had to put my foot down and say no. And it was, so the Year of Living Biblically was optioned like 14 times for movies and TV shows. At one point, Marlon Wayans was going to play me. Ended up being a sitcom on CBS for about 8 weeks, and it was terrible. It was just a shit show.
You said Marlon Wayans was going to play you?
Yeah. Gonna play me.
You guys,
so
don't,
there you go.
You don't look that much.
I think they look very close. Marlon's been on the show before. You guys look very similar. So
yeah, you know him. So yeah. Well, anyway, they at one point it was going to be a reality show, and the producers pitched me on it like, yeah, it'll be really cool because we'll show the subtlety. We'll show the good parts of the Bible and the bad parts, and that it's not, you know, all monolithic. And I was like, oh, that sounds really good. Well, cut to 6 months later, we are literally pitching Spike Network, like whatever it was called. Like,
yeah, Spike TV. Yeah.
On the Bible Olympics, which was a bunch of men, like shirtless hunky men, running down a mountain with stone tablets like Moses, like who can get to the bottom fastest. And I was like, oh, this is like a parody of what Hollywood is like. I am living a parody.
Yeah.
And then that didn't work out. So then they were like, oh, well, Joel Osteen just joined whatever it was, William Morris or whatever their agent was. And he's like, and he might be interested. And I was like, oh, I like selling out as much as anyone, but that's just a bridge too far.